Welcome back, revolutionaries, one and all. That was Dan Schaefer. He's brilliant, man. And I have to say, I followed Dan for a while, and I'm not like being a shill for the company that I'm here, but the investment to bring someone like that in house, you know, was really impressive. He is a brilliant person, and he covers the news and covers the issues so well, and we are very lucky that he is a part of our roster. So I really hope to use that connection quite a bit, because he can bring a lot of insight and entertainment to your listening ears. So I want to talk about something, and we're going to shift gears a little bit to an issue and something that happened over the last week. And it was a pretty disturbing thing. And it was, that's the murder of Brian Thompson, who's the CEO of United Healthcare. And some of the fallout from that, you know, I talk a lot about the room that we're in, and why I give the reasons to people that are Trump supporters that say, why aren't you here? Well, I say that if I was in a room full of Trump supporters, I would look to my right and I would see white nationalists, and I would see, you know, people that like, you know, racist, you know, and then I would look to my left and I would see people that that are banning books, that are telling people who love one another that they shouldn't be able to get married. I would see people that are telling women what they should and shouldn't do with their bodies. And does that represent everybody in that room? No, but the fact that they're in that same room, that means that I would be in the wrong room, you know? And that's kind of how I break it down. And a man was murdered in cold blood on a New York City sidewalk, and some people in the room that I'm in are celebrating like the guy that shot him is Robin Hood. And I'm so disappointed, and I'm kind of angry at that. And here's the thing. This guy was 50 years old. He had two kids, school-age kids. He was a husband, and he was murdered. And I wish that the people that are saying this, you know, that says that he's a hero and he's a, you know, I hope you saw the video of what happened, you know, because it's horrible. You know, you can see on the CCTV video of the him walking into the picture. On the bottom left-hand corner, the gunman raises his gun, and you can see Brian Thompson stumble and obviously knocks him off his feet. And then he goes forward a couple more steps and falls as he's being shot multiple times. And then the assailant walks up to him as he's laying there dying and fires the shot that ends his life, and then just callously walks away. Like it's horrific. It's horrific. And what frustrates me so much is a month ago, 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, everybody in the room that we're in was talking about we're not going back. We're going to fight for equality and you know, love, and we're going to fight for justice and truth and all of these things. And then fast forward a month and a half, and we're celebrating this guy being murdered on a sidewalk? Like, no. Now, the rage is justified over the industry. You know, the healthcare in this country is horrible. And you look at United Healthcare, you know, Aetna and all, whatever, Blue Cross Blue Shield, it sucks. It sucks. These companies are picking who lives and who dies. These companies are picking who goes bankrupt and who does not. These companies are picking whose life is fulfilled and whose life struggles. It's not fair. It's not fair. That is completely accurate. To be pissed off, to have rage, to be angry, because the United States is the only darn country in the world that can't figure this stuff out. That can't say, hey, if you have cancer, maybe you shouldn't bankrupt your future generations just to live. I get it. I have a pre-existing condition. I have asthma. I have to take an inhaler every day. My mom has diabetes. My dad has diabetes. They are on medications, and the insurance, you know, covers it, I'm sure, begrudgingly. But the fact that people online are celebrating this guy who took it upon himself to be the judge, the jury, and the executioner of someone whose name you had no idea who he was 3 weeks ago, and now you're celebrating. No, this guy is not Robin Hood. This guy is Ted Kaczynski. He's the Unabomber. He killed someone in cold freaking blood. And this guy deserves to never breathe one more breath as a free man in his entire life. He murdered someone. And it's so upsetting to see people on my Facebook feed or on Twitter or people that I know and that have had conversations about, hey, we're not fighting about what's left versus right. We're fighting about what's right versus wrong. Guys, murder, it's wrong. And if you can't understand that, if you can't get past that, get the hell out of the room. Because you don't belong there. The rage over the industry, 1,000%, yes. I get it. I understand it. I live it. Because that the industry sucks. The idea sucks. It's awful. Let's work to change that. And you don't change it by slaughtering someone in the streets, because what I fear is that now that happened. What is next? We're not playing V for Vendetta, guys. That's not how you fix this. That's not how you fix this. We have to do better. We have to do better. That's my message this week. I love you guys. Hang in there. And we'll see you next week on the Rational Revolution. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.